CPA Mobile. Well, Mr. Tom, I see you're up and about today, and I tell you, it's really nice out here. Just finished playing tennis, and normally I play tonight, but my wife planned a family dinner. She knows I play on Wednesday night. I don't know why she did that. She came in yesterday crying. Well, I wasn't upset or anything, but I did have to find a sub, and that was difficult. But finally, I had a guy that was willing to take my place. Well, I got Wade Hampton. That's about all I got out of it. You must be in that noisy area on Wade Hampton, or maybe you have one over towards where you live, too.
Where else you got Mobile? He's on the back side, I guess, there, apparently.
Well, I don't know what happened to Mr. Tom. I guess he dropped off in a hole somewhere.
You can do that playing tennis has a lot of good body and arm movements. I just come from a car practice where I pushed Mo yesterday and trying to get some relief from the pain.
Now, I guess there's coming a day. I just turned 70, so there's coming a day when I can't play. Everything's working, fine. I'm having a little pain in my right knee, but nothing that's slowing me down on the court, so I'll just stick with it until I can. I'm going to place an order here, and I'll be right back. I'm pulling up to the drive-thru. KB4 CPA.
I'll be monitoring, and Tom, till you get out of that bad spot, you might as well not even try anymore. KI4LZI Mobile.
KI4LZI, KB4 CPA.
4LZI Mobile, I'm still here.
To today.
Like I said, I done quite a bit of push mowing yesterday. Needless to say, I'm not in as good shape as you're still in, and you're even older than I am. And I had a few falls or two that wasn't good for me. And after all that push mowing I done yesterday, I had to come today to get some work done to my back at the car practice.
Those push mowers are a lot of work. I'm glad mine's self-propelled because, I don't think I could push one. I might could, but good Lord, I'm glad I hesitated. This lady came flying through the parking lot, and she didn't even look. She must have been doing 50 miles an hour. She was getting to where she was going. Oh, she had to get her some coffee. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, I get my coffee. I kill you, but I get my coffee.
Just a few more minutes. You're not that starved.
Well, I started at the Starbucks. I stopped at the Starbucks, but she went to the one next door. I'm not sure what it's called, actually. I really need to cut my grass. It's not completely green yet. It's Bermuda sod, and it's a late bloomer, I tell you. It really is, but I do need to cut it down lower It just got a little green in it, but not much.
Up where I'm at, it was originally my grandfather's place. Then my mother, too, while she was able, I met there flies in and everywhere, and you do almost as much fish mowing as you do the other, because there's a lot of stuff in the way where you can't do it the other way, and that's where a lot of this comes in. It's old established stuff that's been there forever and a day, and it being low like it is recently hurts me with all that, unless it's on, say, Sassafras Mountain or Caesar's Head, something like that. I mean, it never rarely does any of that starve for water. It's not like it's been on the mountain above at Table Rock, where, you know, things like that, but it gets plenty of water, and boy, does it grow.
Say, that rain we had, it sure helped the
please try again.
Sorry about that. My car doesn't understand. X out of this thing. There we go. Okay. I think I hit a button on the steering wheel that I shouldn't have hit. I thought that was for audio, but I must have hit, I don't know, like the speak button. It's right below the audio button. That's what it was. Oh, Lord. Well, I'm getting into a real noisy section here. I want to. Took her to the, let me let this drop out. took her to the Center for Success in Aging, and we took her, you know, under the pretense that we were taking my dad to have him assessed, and he knew about it, but I said, we're really having, you know, my stepmother assessed because she just can't drive anymore. So the doctor said, well, while you're here, Ms. Cole, let's check you out, and sure enough, she flunked. And so the doctor called the DMV and, you know, canceled her license. So she, so he was the bad guy.
Well, the guy Mobile was way out up there where I live at. Like I said, it's like I was telling Dave Watson one time here, W4DJW, talking about he wanted to leave down there and move out the country. I told him then, that's fine, but you either got to look at it one or two ways. You're going to do that, you're going to have a lot of weed eating, a lot of bush hogging, a lot of grass cutting. Or you're going to have to pay somebody to do all this. So all that's fine, but just keep from someone like, say, like where he is now, being in the city, you don't have to do all that. You move out into the rural country, you're going to have to take up all that and consider that.
Yeah, we've thought about it ourselves, and we live in Pheasant Ridge, just off of Rutherford Road, well, yeah, right off of Rutherford Road. Almost where Rutherford dead ends into Wade Hampton. And so I guess the reason I told you all that about my stepmother is she said, well, don't they make a driver's license where you can just drive like around your neighborhood? And I mean, their church was, you know, about 2 or 3 miles away, and, you know, in the other places. And I said, no. So she just insisted, you know. So we took her back, or took her to another place, I can't remember, but anyway, the nurse sat there and said, okay, here's what we're going to do on the driver's test. We're going to do this and this and this. And she got about the second thing and she said, I can't do that. And I can't do the next thing. And she said, well, you can't get your license then.
Up here where I live, that was originally my grandfather from up there. He got it in 1948. And he passed away in 72. Then my dad inherited it. And my dad's gone now, and my mother's close to it. And I was telling someone else, not on the air here, but I was telling someone else, it was easy when I was young dealing with. But now that I'm aging myself, it's starting to become a challenge. And for anybody who's never had to do it, who's always lived like you or Dave Watson in the city, you better consider that, because it will come up the minute you get there.
Yeah, I know that. Well, I guess, you know, we've invested so much money in this house. I mean, it was in great shape, you know. My wife just wanted to change a bunch of things. And things were a necessity, but others were just, you know, because that's the way she wanted it to be. And, but anyway, you know, what we would want out in the country, we'd probably have to put another $100,000 with what we'd get for this house, which we get, you know, a good price on this house, but then we'd have to, you know, put some money with it, and, you know, we're just not willing to do that. But anyway, because, you know, later on we may need to live off of some of that. But anyhow, we just had three sweet gum trees cut down in the backyard to get rid of those those sweet gum balls, I mean, they were just everywhere, and God, those things are awful. It was just getting worse and worse, and we even paid a crew to come in and clean up, and it would, a few weeks later, it looked like they hadn't done a thing. So we had them cut down, and in the process, I lost my Carolina Wyndham, because we are down to one tree. And my wife says, it's on one end. I said, well, I'll just put up a pole on the other end. And she said, well, I don't want no redneck antenna. And it would be in full view, and the feed line coming down and all that mess. So, oh, me, I'm going to have to buy vertical.
For LZI Mobile, well, if you don't have any noisy sources around, that's just like up where I'm at. Trouble goes into our houses right near where my... On FM, it ain't an issue. But when I go to fooling around with HF, it becomes an issue. And right now, all I got is just a little something just to receive on, and even then, I have issues sometimes with noise. Blue Ridge Electric then made it worse when they went from an analog power meter to a digital power meter, and I really got noise now, so if you're out in the open somewhere where you don't have that, go with the vertical.
KB4CBA. Well, luckily, all our power's underground. It's at the street, and it comes in to the garage. So that's, you know, more or less at the front of the house. And where I'm putting my antenna is, like, diagonally at the back of the house from there. So I shouldn't have any problem with that. And there's no, you know, there's no, like, big power lines or anything like that around us. Everything's underground, so, me. As a matter of fact, I was digging over here with the power line. I know the power line goes, I guess it goes to the edge of the house and then runs down the edge of the house to where it goes through the wall and to the breaker box, but all that's underground, so you don't see it. And but I was digging for, because I accidentally cut my the watering system from my yard, and I cut the wire that, you know, the programming thing goes, it sends out all the and tells the sprinklers when to come on. And now I can't find the end of it. So, it goes in the ground. And so I started digging, and I got thinking, dang, that power line's around here somewhere. But I never saw it. I dug down 8 inches. I found the PCB pipe for the sprinkler system, but I never could find, you know, this piece that comes up and has the wires hooked to it that go to the control box, and then it feeds to all the other controllers. There's several in the yard, and I just couldn't find it. I even used a metal detector, still couldn't find it.
Well, I've got a person talking about underground as well. That's not standard out in open country, it's not. Out in the country, I'm in a rare situation, just like that power line I was talking about. Over the time that I've lived up here, it's come down twice. Luckily at the time, I never had nothing under it when it happened. But sometimes when we get ice or bad storms up there, it'll take to bring that line down, and everybody up tall, including us, will be out of power. Like last October when Helene come through, I believe we was out of power for about a week and a half. So it's very susceptible at times under the right conditions of coming down. Because there's all kinds further down the road or up the road where trees can easily fall across the road and pull the line down. And it's done it twice, so generally you can take and get away with having verticals and such things. Not everybody's like the situation like I am, where it's up a holler in the main line. It's right near, of course, near my radio gear, but there is rare occasions. By and large, you want to run a vertical, run it.
HOA, so I've got a, what I'm going to do is, they say, they claim that you can put a PCV pipe over the antenna and make it look like a flagpole, and that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be in the backyard, kind of a weird place for a flagpole, but hey, you know, if it works, it works, and nobody can say anything about it, you know, because there's no restrictions on a flagpole. I mean, that's all I got left. If I put an antenna where they can see it, you know, I'm done. And, but anyway. Well, I mean, I got an order of the antenna. I guess that's the first step. And part with a little do-re-mi. But anyway, well, I'm sitting here at the garage, so I guess I'll pull this thing in, and my wife's gone, so I don't know what to do. No, I'm kidding. But I hope you have a good day, and yeah, enjoy this. 64 degrees, because you know, it's nice, even in the sun, and I think it's going to get a little warmer later on, so this might be the coolest day we have for a while. They said it was going to get in the mid-40s last night. It got down to 54 at my house, so I think they missed that one.
Probably very much. Up there below Table Rock, it's going to be cooler there than anywhere else. Like I was telling Dave before, when you was talking about your vertical, you come out in the country, like I said, I'm in a rare situation out in the country, where it goes up a hollow, and I'm in the bottom of the hollow. But in most cases, you can run a vertical, you run any kind of dipole you got. But like I was telling him when he was talking about moving and leaving down there, yeah, you can do it, but just realize there's a lot of upkeep, whether you're doing it or you pay someone to do it. But you can do it. KI4LZM open.
All right. Well, you're just rocking and rolling down the road. All right, well, behave yourself, good talking to you, and hope to talk to you again soon, but I'm going to say 73s for now. Have a good one, Andy. KI4LZI, KB4CPA, clear after yours.
I need to quit showing and get underway anyway here, but like I was telling him, you got pluses and minuses now. But for where I'm at, come winter, there might be an ice storm. It might bring those lines down, or there might be one of these severe thunderstorms that might come about. High winds wet might bring them down. It has happened. KI4LZI Mobile.
Another thing I wanted to tell you, we, you know, our lines are underground, but your power has to come from somewhere, and it's usually above ground. And that's our case, of course, and it's right behind us, probably a mile as the crow flies from my house, and there's a power station there on Tanner Road, and something, they just keep putting a Band-Aid on it because, I mean, the wind can blow and the power goes out. Our power goes out all the time. I bet it goes out 10 times as much as yours. And sometimes it only goes out for a minute or two, and sometimes it goes out for several days. I mean, you know, it's just, it's a grid. You can look on your phone, and it's the same 1,300 people, 1,301 or something, and you can see, look at the grid, and it's the same grid that's out of power. And it's all because of whatever's going on Tanner Road. They put a Band-Aid on it, next thing you know, the power's out again. To go reset the clocks. But that's what I live with. Anyway, KB4CBA clear.
What they need to redo is period, and it's old and outdated, maybe overloaded too, in the description of it. KI4LZI Mobile.